Now, let me ask you this. This is interesting because I was talking to somebody about this. Now, have you ever had to run into people that don't want you coming in?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Even if they have damage, they still don't want you in their business.
Totally fine. That was totally fine. Some homes we did not go into their homes. We did hear their stories, though.
Yeah.
Which I think is also a way to help our community heal, is for them to be able to tell their story.
Sure.
And what happened to them. We had story. What we heard was 3 feet of sewage in some basements, 2 inches of water in some apartments. You know, the golf course, if you have drove by the golf course, you've seen the damage at the golf course. It's awful. And what we've heard most is Hancock, Chicago, Morris, and Alberta area. So like that Highway 28 corridor was mostly affected. But then we're also hearing crops, you know, how the crops are being affected now. It's awful for the area. So we have a lot of individuals who are struggling right now. So to have SBA come in and be able to provide at least some recovery for us is awesome, and very appreciative. So we have the governor, we're still waiting on the state declaration from the governor for the July 27th. So working with the county, cities, and townships, they're waiting for that declaration to go through so there can be some reimbursement of damages for them also, which will help our taxpayer dollars, of course. But then also, Tori can maybe share some information about what Small Business Administration can offer for us.
Good morning.